did not practice today. Kayvon, Matt, Akib, Russell Okung, limited, Brandon Marshall, Book, and everybody else was full. And then you're probably going to ask me about Akib, so let me just answer, okay? Akib is not here today. We sent him to California to get a second opinion, and is on his way back, I think, as we speak. So we'll be evaluated when he gets back tonight when we talk to the people in California, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow. But it's a day-to-day situation, and, you know, we just thought it would be best to get another opinion on it. That's where we're at.
He has not been ruled out yet?
No. We'll see where we're at tomorrow. And actually, you know, I got good vibes from what Greek told me on the field a while ago from the visit. But I know there's some people they got to get together and talk this through and make sure we're, you know exactly where he's at. So he's on his way back as we speak.
With Russell, is it a rest day or something
planned? Yeah, you're going to see Russell miss a day, a week, and I'll probably choose which day that is depending on what we're doing at practice. But he'll participate in all the non-full stuff, you know, the walkthroughs and stuff. But you're going to see that from him and Matt probably the rest of the way.
Coach, your offense had some struggles against the Raiders defense last year. When you see what they're doing this year, is that surprising that they've had kind of struggles?
Yeah, they had their struggles early. You know, they played really, I think last week they gave up 270 yards or something like that. But very talented. You're right. They really got after us last year. How we didn't score a touchdown in two games. Got some really good people, got two real good edges. Kenny and Jack do a great job with them, so really, really tough group for us. We struggled with their edges last year, so and playing them there will make it even tougher. So that's part of this league, though, so we got to be better on our end of the deal. You know, that's the most important thing.
What has Bruce Irvin done for Mac?
He's balanced up what they're doing. You know, you can see people that have played them used to do a lot of things to chip 52 and do things, but it's kind of like playing us. 94 is on the field. You know, it's hard to put all your attention toward 58. So they're very balanced in what they're doing. And I know that Mac is staying on the field a great deal more right now than he was earlier in the season and playing that way.
Have you pinpointed if that's like a structural issue or something?
I'm not a doctor. I just know he's got an issue going on with his back, and there's good days and bad days. You know what I mean? So he feels really good. Here we go. And then it bothers him again, stiffens up on him. So we're battling through it. And so felt like the best thing to do was to get another opinion on it.
Did he hurt that in a particular game?
You know what? I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Most teams, if they lose, if even Talib was uncertain going against that attack, would feel uncomfortable. With how confident you are the way Bradley played, if you have to use him a little more?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Bradley, to me, Bradley plays as a starter, Troy. You know, I mean, he's when you're playing against zebra football teams, or I should say three-wide, four-wide football teams, you know, you think of them as a starter. So it just bumps everybody up, you know. Doss will have to be ready to go if Akib can't go and, you know, gets into the depth of your roster, which we feel like we got a good deep team, so some of these young kids got to step up.
Talk about season and quarters and halves as you move towards the second half. Mm-hmm. Did you evaluate the first half with your team? And
we evaluate every week, you know. 2 weeks from now we get a bye week, so there's a lot more time to stop and just spend time on that. But we're in self-scouting evaluation all the time, week to week.
Kayvon, a tough go this week?
Oh, we'll see. Much better today. We'll see what he does tomorrow. So I think he has a chance, Mike, so we'll see.
Looking pretty good about Brandon Marshall?
He's practiced 2 days in a row, so I would think as long as there's no setbacks, Brandon's heading in the right direction.
Gary, how important is it that the running backs really kind of step up their pass protection this week, obviously?
Yeah, no, it's always important. I'm obviously in Book, you know, very young, Capri very young, so protecting a quarterback's a big key. Best way to protect him, hopefully, is, you know, have a little bit more success than we've had running the ball, at least last week, you know. So, but yeah, that's part of what's going on right now. We as coaches got to help those guys, but I think they're doing good, and Booker looks good. He's having a good week, so, you know, he and Capri got to step up and play well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, have a good day.
We'll be right back.